Okay, now here in Proverbs, Job 3, verse 25, it says, "For what I fear comes upon me, and what I dread befalls me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I am not at rest, but turmoil comes." Mm. Now, I've quoted this scripture a lot of times. What I fear came upon me. And let me tell you, when you're so afraid of something, it almost becomes a god in your life. And that's small g, of course. And you begin to worship that. You begin to give it a lot of time. And some people are so fearful. In fact, I've had many examples. My dad was one of those. He told my mother, which I found out after his death, he said, "Well, I won't ever be older than my dad." Well, his dad died at 77. That's when my dad died. You know, they had set that up. I've known people in their early 40s that, well, all my people, here are the one-liners, that set up your faith to believe, not the Word of God, but these things that we hear in families. Well, you know, my great-grandfather died in his early 40s. My dad died when he was 41. And I said, "And how old are you?" "I'm 40. And
so
you think you're going to die.
Just welling up inside
yeah,
of
you. Yeah, and they are programming themselves to check out, you know, by some of these family curses that have come down through the family tree.
Yes.
And we need to get over that because, and this is a scripture I quote often, but Proverbs 26:28, "He who has no control over his spirit is like a city without walls." Now, where there's a city without walls and without protection, the people go in and plunder the place.
Yes.
The thieves move right in there. Let me tell you, the devil is a thief. In John 10:10, it says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He is a destroyer. You can have the control over the inner man of the heart, which is the real you, so you don't allow fear to get in there and rip
right.
you off, because fear is a thief.
It really is, Darren. And it tells us in Matthew 6 that we should not be anxious for anything, even food, drink, house, shelter, clothes. That should not be a focus of our day. We should not be anxious about it. It says, because in verse 32, the Father knows that you need all these things. He's going to take care of it. But as we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all these things that really the devil tries to get us to worry about in life, all these things are going to be added to us. So I believe that as we say, "Father God, I thank you. You're giving me peace. I trust you, Lord. I believe that you're going to take care of me. You're my strong tower. I run into you and I am safe, Lord, and I trust you for everything in my life. I seek first your kingdom, Lord, and your righteousness, and I know that you're going to add everything that I need to my life." So why fear? Darren, why fear? Oh,
God. I think the devil is a master artist of costumes, and he masquerades, and one of the key words there is mask. He comes with various masks. One day he says, "I wonder if I could sell this person arthritis. I wonder if I could sell them MS. I wonder if I could put cancer over on them. I wonder if I could get them to worrying about running out of money. I wonder if I could get them to worry about being raped or you know, some weird thing." Mm-hmm. Well, it's Hollywood, folks. We've got to call it what it is. Oh, I know what this is. It's masquerading as this thing, but the real deal is he wants to sell me fear. I am not buying.
That's right. We are not buying.
I am not a customer. So, and I like what Jesse Duplantis says, "I just chose not to participate."
That's right.
Well, that's what we have to say. I don't want the flu, so I'm not going to participate. And guess what? I'm not going to have it.
Yes. Well, we desire that you have a life free from fear. And we hope that this teaching has blessed you and that you're going to sit right down and say, "Father God, I am not going to have fear be a part of my identity or my life any longer in Jesus' name."
Okay, I'm going to pray. And during this prayer, God's going to get rid of it if you will let Him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray and ask for our friends that are some are just incarcerated. They're jailed by fear. This thing has got them down. It's driven their lives for years. It's been in control, and they've been out of control. But, Father, today I know in the name of Jesus, we have the power, we have the authority, and the ability to drive that thing out. And, Lord God, I say today, you're going to the home and to the car and to the vehicle, to the office, wherever this message is being listened to, and you're delivering our friends from the spirit of fear, not through counseling, not through reason. You're doing it by the mighty power of the Word. And Father God, I say that miserable mountain is leaving right now. It's being cast into the sea. And Lord, in its place is coming peace. Lord Jesus, one of your names is peace. And you're moving right in where that fear was. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that fear has to bow to your name, Jesus, to the power of your blood. In your precious, perfect name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.